T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Jeff and Jen Show.
Jen has the answer.
Jen, oh, you've been waiting a while for it, but I appreciate that you were able to give Dave some time to think about it and talk to his girlfriend.
To recap, Big Dave, my half-brother, fell in love with a woman that he met online who's on the other side of the globe. She's in the Philippines. He's in North Carolina. And she sent him a message on Facebook. From that, a relationship blossomed that he believes has led him to his soulmate. I believe he is getting scammed. And I'm not pulling that out of my butt. Like, I've done some research. I've shared it with you, Jen. Everybody who would listen has heard it. There's unfortunately a lot of scams that come out of that part of the world involving American men and Filipino women.
And you don't want Dave to get hurt on two fronts. You don't want Dave to get hurt
on three fronts, physically,
heartbroken,
financially, or emotionally.
Yeah. You don't want him to lose all the money, or something even worse happening, put his life in danger. And you've read a lot. You've talked to a lot of people. And the reason we started, and this has been since March.
Yes.
And the reason that we're talking about it now on the radio is because Dave booked his flight. He's going end of January to the Philippines.
Well, Cali, when this first came up back in March, April, May, and I started to think that this might really be a scam, she had some contact who had a contact at the Dr. Phil show. So she reached out to Dr. Phil and said, would you be interested in this? And we didn't hear anything, because apparently they do stories about this all the time.
Right, because didn't she like Google it and some show of his from the past popped up?
Yep.
So she's like, I'm going to reach out to them.
So they do this. It's not an unusual email for them to get and say, hey, talk about this. So she sent them all the information and said, hey, would you be interested in this story? Well, they called me back the week of my wedding. Couldn't really follow up then.
Yeah.
Had some other stuff going on.
Totally.
It's been back burner up until 2 weeks ago when Dave is like, I booked my flight. And now it's priority one.
Mm-hmm.
And you had a conversation with him yesterday.
Yes. So I've had a couple conversations with Dave. First of all, to talk with him about, would he be open to going on the Dr. Phil show?
Correct.
And he said that he was open to it, but he wanted to talk to her about it first.
Her being his girlfriend in the Philippines.
Yes. They, you know, spend a lot of time on Skype, and he wanted to talk to her about it. Because you have to remember, like, Dave believes that this is the future wife.
Sure.
That he's going to bring into the family.
Yes.
He's going to spend the holidays with you guys. It's going to be with you and in your family and come to family things forever. Okay?
Right.
So he's like, I respect and love this woman. I need to run it by her first. So so we wanted to give him some time. He had some questions about it, and there were some concerns around privacy and that sort of thing. So I think we answered most of his questions, and he and I had a conversation, and he gave me an answer whether or not he is going to go to Dr. Phil with you or not. Just hit that button right there.
Hello.
Hey, Dave. It's Jen.
Hey, Jen. How are you?
Good. How are you doing today?
Good. Yeah, doing good.
Okay. So everybody is waiting with bated breath to find out. Did you talk to her about Dr. Phil?
I did. But I saw it. But to her, my statement was, look, you know, what a great forum that we have to show the potential world that, you know, this is a relationship from God, and this is his will, and what better way to give glory to God than to have a platform like that to say it.
Mm-hmm. And what did she say?
Well, you know, she said, okay. I told her, you know, that, you know, I just thought that it was that, you know, nothing bad would come from it. So this way, my family would know, anybody else that wants to know would know. It's a way that can be done without really hurting anybody, and, you know, everybody will be happy.
Mm-hmm.
Said I didn't really, you know, want to go on national television and, you know, air my relationship. But, you know, I would do anything for Jeff. So it's just that simple.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome, Dave. And I'm so excited she was okay with it.
Yeah, me too. So now, what color flag is that?
Oh, you're right. You're right.
No, it's not a, so if it's not a red flag, then what color flag is it? Green?
I don't know. Is it a racing flag?
I don't know.
You live in North Carolina. Racing's
no,
big there.
Well, yeah,
racing's
green,
big,
you know,
here in Atlanta, too.
Yeah,
maybe it's a racing for, flag.
Green for go.
Okay. Okay. So, awesome. Dave, I'm so happy to hear that. I am really, really excited about it because I think that, like you said, you'll be able to share your relationship and prove one way or the other and give your family a chance to feel good about it if, in fact, you do go over there to meet her.
Yeah, so, absolutely.
Okay.
So it just seems like, you know, it looks like it's all going to be good and it'll all work out good. You know, I just kind of have that feeling.
You've got the faith.
I got the faith, that's for sure.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, is there anything else that you wanted to share or say? And then I know that Jeff will be talking to you really soon about plans and getting all the details together to go to Dr. Phil.
Well, I would just say for, you know, the 94.1, you know, your listeners, you got some really nice listeners. Now I would just say don't judge her ahead of time. Let's let with the evidence that's there be presented. So let's wait till after Phil and Dr. Phil, and then you can say, well, this is, you know, a great girl, or this is really terrible that she did all these things. But let's wait until that comes, because this is going to end up to be my wife that I'm going to spend the rest of my life with. And, you know, we'll be part of the 94.1 audience. Mm-hmm. You know, we'll be part of your family, part of the radio family, part of Jeff's family. So let's save what we criticisms, negative criticisms anyways, until we find out what the truth is.
Man, if she is ever with your family around the Thanksgiving table, that is going to be
Watch out. Some good conversations. Watch out.
All right, Dave, thanks so much for talking with me about it, and we'll be in touch really soon to make the plans.
All right, sounds great.
Okay,
thank you,
sweetie. Jen. Have a great day. Thank you.
All right, you
okay.
too.
Bye.
Jen Hobby, Dave Whisperer.
He's going.
Yes.
He's going to Dr. Phil.
He's in. And it does. You know what? Like he said, what color flag is that? That does change the color of the flag a little bit.
It does.
It goes from red to faded red.
In his mind, it goes to green. So we'll just have to let the Dr. Phil team prove or disprove it.
Right. And I said,
are you going to go with him?
Absolutely.
Okay, good.
Do you want to go?
Well, I got a few things at home keeping me busy these days.
Yeah, I'm just saying, whoever wants to go can go.
Can we bring Lauren and Reese and Grant and make it a big family trip?
I literally sent, as soon as he said that she gave her blessing for it, I sent a message to the producer of Dr. Phil, who I've been dealing with, and said, Dave is in. So the ball is rolling.
Excellent.
So I'll keep you posted on the next steps, but either like this to me is the beginning of an outcome.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So
a real solid answer.
I'm glad that there's somebody with the resources and the experience that Dr. Phil's production team has.
Yep.
That we will know once and for all. So Dave, thank you. And Dave's girlfriend in the Philippines, thank you for agreeing to do this. And now wait for Phil. We're on Phil time.
The switch is on in Acworth, in Peachtree City, and all over ATL. Thanks for coming over with us. The Jeff and Jen Show on Star 94.1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.